Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the term atomic me? Yes, atomic me. Can you imagine what that means? Sounds to me like it's something that might explode. Tell me, have you ever wanted to know about a new, completely different social network, something different out there? Can you imagine who will be Atomic Me's market? Do you know that this could be something new for you to consider? Now, when was the last time you heard about someone who is chasing his dream? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce him, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. It is one of the staff picks for the day. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 900,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He was born in Anaheim, California. He is well-traveled, having lived in Western Europe, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, and Maryland. He has attended both UCLA and Harvard University. He is currently the senior portfolio manager at Lear Capital, Inc. He acts as the sole manager of the customer relations, where he oversees nearly 70 employees and helps create and manage Lear Capital policy. He reports directly to the president, Kevin DeMeritt. One of his principal responsibilities is advising his clients on the nearly $20 million that he manages. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Jeremy Jason, the creator of Atomic Me. Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
January, I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, I certainly have been looking forward to this interview, and I know that the entire staff at Blog Talk Radio is looking forward to it because they chose it as one of their picks of the day. So tell us a little bit about Jeremy Jason, and what are you all about, Jeremy?
Well, other than Atomic Me and other than my work, I'm truly an artist at heart, and that's most of what I studied at both UCLA and Harvard University, things like literature, painting, filmmaking, things like that. And that road that I was on has led me directly to Atomic Me, because it's a venue where people can create themselves, and unlike a lot of other social networks out there, can actually monetize their creations, benefit from them. And that's really something, when I had the idea, when I was blessed with the idea, I got very excited about, because I felt, and I hope other people feel this way, that there's an opportunity for that. Obviously, the internet's a great resource for people to market themselves, market their creations, market what they've come up with, and I believe everyone should be given an opportunity in order to turn that hopefully into maybe a second income, potentially a first income for a lot of people. I'm talking about drawing a wide audience here, but I also love the fact that it is a level playing ground. We see people all the time, that these internet celebrities that you or I may have never heard of and may never hear of again. Who knows? But certainly it gives everyone a shot, whether you're famous today or not famous or whatever the situation is, to put what you've created out there and hopefully benefit from it. And that is reflected in Atomic Me, but also in who I am. I like as I said, I was able to be blessed with this idea and create it and get it out there. And all my other experiences where I've lived, where I traveled, my schooling, everything has led up to this website.
But, you know, it sounds like it's unbelievable. It sounds like a fabulous opportunity. This is something that you're telling me people can actually participate and get some income. I mean, this is wonderful, because people are sitting on their computers day in and day out, and a lot of people don't have anything to show for it. What does Atomic Me, how does it work?
Excuse me. Well, the way it works is, it's first of all, it's completely free to use. There aren't any, it's not like people have to go on there and register and then pay a monthly subscription or something like that. That's certainly not the case.
Mm-hmm.
What they do need to do, though, in order to benefit from it, is to go on to atomicme.com, and then they could be a videographer, or they could load videos, it could be just fun videos that they've come up with, or photos, or music, or pictures, really anything that they think people might respond to. It's very much like the other social networks out there, but the difference is that if you look at some of the other social networks, you can have millions of people to follow you, and some people have tens of millions, people like Eminem, Lady Gaga, you know, as you know, they have, I believe, 50 million plus Facebook fans each.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though people go there to see what those artists are talking about and look at announcements from those artists and things like that, Facebook doesn't compensate those people at all. And that's what Atomic Me is willing to do. If you go there and you draw, and it's, like I said, it's not a couple eyeballs. It is quite a few that you would have to attract. Not 50 million, but certainly quite a few. Then anyone that does that has an opportunity to make money from that, get a piece of the advertising revenue. And when this idea occurred to me, I was first of all shocked no one else was doing it and had to do research to make sure that was in fact the case. And then secondly, I was thinking, of course artists are passionate and they do their art just because they love it. But with that being said, if you can make some money from it, that's fantastic. And as far as most people with their regular jobs, well, most people don't work for free. And that's what a lot of people are doing right now. They're loading videos and photos, and people
right.
are looking at them, and they're just not making any money. And Atomic Me is willing to say, hey, if you draw the eyeballs, then you're the one that's attracted these people, and you deserve to be compensated, which is really the core, the core seat that Atomic Me has emanated from.
Well, this is a fantastic concept. Actually, I'd say it's quite brilliant. You know, right now, Jeremy, we're going to hear a word about your host, and then when we come back, I want to hear what inspired this venture and why is it different from everyone else. We'll be right back with Jeremy.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Jeremy Jason, and he's sharing with us an idea, a new venture. It's called Atomic Me. And Jeremy, could you share the website information and tell us when we go to this website, what will we find?
Well, when you go there, you'll see a front page where you have the ability to log in or register, and it's a very simple process. We don't basically, you volunteer whatever information you want to volunteer, and one of the things about Atomic Me is I wasn't out just to duplicate what was out there. I really looked at every aspect of social networking and did my best to try to improve what was already available. For example, the privacy settings are infinitely more easy or easier to use than just about anything else out there. But when you go on, you put your name, really the bare minimum you have to put is your name and your email address, because we have to verify that it's an actual email address. This is going to that someone is establishing the account. And then the person loads whatever information they want. It's very similar to just about everything else on the web right now as far as registering. A person has the option, as I said, to load videos, photos, music, their musings. There's a little spot on there where they can just talk about what they like in life or what other people to talk to. And then I invite people to ask others, hey, come to my Atomic Me page, look at things. Help me out. See what art I've put up, see what music I've put up there, so on and so forth. Now, one other thing we do have is we have a contest running now, and this is relatively new, where people can vote for your page, and there's monetary prizes on there. The top three, it's $1,500 and $250 for the top three vote getters. The top vote getter is just really taken off. I mean, she has a tremendous amount of votes. But the other two are very manageable, I believe. And it's a situation where, once again, it doesn't cost anyone anything. They can go on, they can log on, they can look at your page, and they can vote for you. They have to register in order to vote for you, but it's all free. So you can help them out. And it's just not a one-time vote. You can come back and vote for the person another day, or when you log on the following week, or whatever it might be. And that's basically it. It's that simple to use. The core idea of Atomic Me is to give back, because in addition to helping people that are able to draw an audience make money, the other side to that is helping people support causes that they're passionate about. For example, if a charity is to have a page on Atomic Me, they can get people to vote or just people to show up on that page, and that can generate money for the charity. So it's just not a situation where it's only artists. It's anyone, any artist, business, charity, whatnot, that has an opportunity to, as long as they can attract that audience, they can generate revenue.
Now, my question is this something, I interview most of the people I interview unlike you, have written books. Is this a place where authors would be interested in going?
Absolutely. The great thing about the internet is there's so many opportunities to promote. And one of the equally great things is so much of it, as long as someone's willing to hit the ground running and get out there, it just doesn't have to cost someone, in some cases, any money at all. They can promote on these other sites. They can promote on Atomic Me. It's not a situation where it's one or the other. So certainly
now,
Atomic Me being...
Hypothetically, yes. Could I go on Atomic Me and I've written 3 or 4 books and I have a radio show? Could I promote
yes.
all of that?
Absolutely, you could do that. And as long as you attract an audience, which I'm confident you would, and anyone in your position would, then, of course, you could generate an additional income right there based on the advertising that's shown when people go to your page and look at it. And basically participate in what you've loaded there.
Okay, so now you're talking about revenue share. I can join Atomic Me for free, and yet
yes.
I can make money. Where does this money come from? Advertisers?
Exactly, that's right. And that's how Facebook and a lot of these other sites make
mm-hmm.
the lion's share of their money. I mean, the overwhelming majority, and in some cases it gets into the billions of dollars. Well,
sure.
As I mentioned, those sites aren't really sharing anything with the users, whereas Atomic Me is willing to do that. I believe if you attract the audience, then you deserve a piece of the pie. You deserve something, because people are coming to see you. They're coming to hear you. They're coming to pay attention to what you're talking about.
Well, you know, Blog Talk Radio does the same thing. We have revenue share. And it's nice because you're on the radio and you get a check every month. So it's kind of the same idea. What do you anticipate? How much money could your advertisers or your participants, how much money could they make?
Well, as an extreme example, as a very extreme example, but someone like a Lady Gaga or an Eminem that has 50 million plus Facebook fans, if they
mm-hmm.
hypothetically were to move all those fans over, and they could be looking at potentially anywhere between possibly $60,000 to $80,000 a month,
wow.
just based on that number of fans. Now that's a tremendous amount, and we're talking about an incredible amount of revenue that you generated. But that is a number that is definitely attainable with the numbers that they have. So. Once again, an extreme example, but that gives you an idea of the money that could be made for people that are drawing an audience. For artists, I'm sorry, go on.
Well, like I have 900,000 listeners and say I went to Atomic Me and posted a page and say just hypothetically 500,000 followed me over. What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, in a case like that, it would be it could potentially be several thousand dollars a month. It wouldn't quite compare to the $60,000 or $80,000
no.
if you look at some of the biggest people out there. But certainly that's a tremendous amount of people that you have, and those eyeballs, they would generate a check. If those people would go there, they'd interact with your page, they'd interact with the ads. Certainly money would be generated, and one of the great things about Atomic Me is you have to cross minimum thresholds. But once you do that, the portion that you're paid is from the very first piece of ad revenue. So it's not a situation where you have to pass a threshold and then you get money above and beyond that. No, no, no. You pass the threshold, and then it retroactively goes back to the very first dollar that's generated through ad revenue. So it's an opportunity where literally, I mean, and I set it up like that on purpose. I want people to go out there and draw an audience, do well, and know, hey, I am getting a piece of the pie for all based on all the revenue that I'm generating.
Wow. And what is the percentage of the pie?
It's 30% of the net ad revenue on anyone's particular page.
Wow.
yes.
Okay. And now when you're setting up a page, do you have a staff that helps, or is that completely up to the individual to have their people, their web people do it?
Well, we have techie people. If they have questions, we have tech people that can help out with that. That's not a problem. But if anyone has had, whether it's a Facebook page or uploaded anything on YouTube, or even as far back as MySpace or Friendster, if they know how to do any of that, they certainly know how to load things on Atomic Me. Some people have, you know, some of these biggie celebrities, they have entire teams. And they pay these people, in some cases, a lot of money in order to load videos and photos and all sorts of things. Other people choose to do it on their own, which is, you know, is absolutely fine. But once that content is loaded on the page and people show up and, as I said, interact with the page, interact with the ad, so on and so forth, then money's generated. And as long as those thresholds aren't crossed, the person that the representative of that page, that's the person that is able to make money on Atomic Me.
Okay, because, you know, we're doing this show today, you and I, and it's going to go, after we're off the air, it'll, of course, be archived at Blog Talk Radio and heard all around the world. After the show, then my people send it to iTunes, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Twitter. It goes up to all these networks. Now, if I had a page at Atomic Me, would I be able to post our interview?
Yes. Yes, you should be able to do that. And it shouldn't be an issue. And once again, people that go there and access it and listen to it, pretty much all, any of the content that you're able to load there, that can benefit you financially. And any of your listeners, anyone that's out there that has these pages you just mentioned, Google+, Facebook, whatever it might be, if they take the time to load that on Atomic Me, then bottom line, it provides them an opportunity to make money as well, whereas some of these other places, there's not that opportunity. They load it, they'd like to get some publicity out of it, and that's pretty much the end of it. With Atomic Me, you have the ability to not only promote yourself, but hopefully actually create some monetization of what you have created, of what you have put out there.
Now, how long has Atomic Me been up and running?
Atomic Me has been up and running just a few months. I mean, we're literally a baby. And it's fully functional. Everything we've talked about, you can go on there and do. But there has been minimal promotion thus far. We're waiting to do the big push in a bit, and I have my fingers crossed, but I hope at that point the word does get out. People that do have these tremendous followings will start to move over, attract a larger audience, and on the other side, people will start to support causes that they're passionate about, because that's an important part of Atomic Me as well. It's just not people making money, but also people knowing if I go on here, I can support a charity or some sort of cause that I do feel good about, that I want to see do well. I can do that on Atomic Me where I can't do that other places.
Well, you know what I'm passionate about right now? I'm passionate about helping people to stop whining. I'm passionate about chocolate, red wine, and golf.
Those are great things to be passionate about.
So I think that you have intrigued me, and I definitely, for my listeners' information, I think I will go to Atomic Me later this week and sign up, and you can follow me at Atomic Me, because actually this show goes out to, as we said earlier, all these networks that they don't really pay you.
That's true.
It's nice doing it, but you're doing it for free. Now, is Atomic Me looking for capital for expansion at this time?
Well, we have some ideas for things we do want to do down the road, absolutely. But just to reiterate, everything that I've talked to you about today is somebody can go on there and they can load videos, photos, music, their musings. All that's possible and doable right now as we speak. I do have ideas down the road where I'm hoping it puts the internet more in control of the user. above and beyond what we see now. And how should I say this? I know when you go on the internet sometimes, well, I'm just going to speak extremely frankly, it can be a little creepy. You can go on a site and things can follow you and so on and so forth. And I'm coming up, I've come up with some ways where we can get around that. And really, I want to put the internet's power back in the hands of the user. So as far as us raising capital, that's what I'm looking at. But right now, my focus is primarily gearing things up for the big promotion that we're going to have that we're putting together now. But certainly, if someone came along and said, "I love the idea. I think this is great. You know, let's sit down and talk about some things, because if it makes sense, what we're able to work out, then I can write a big check." I'm not going to turn that person away. There are things that definitely I want to do with the site, and I believe it will be an opportunity for them to possibly do very, very well as well. So that's where we are as far as it. The way things are going now, I'm confident, even if that person doesn't come along, I feel great about where we are and really where we're going. But eventually, I think it's an inevitability. We are going to need some more money to build it out even more and take it to some of the places that I would really like to see it go, and God willing, it does.
Well, you know, this has been a fabulous interview, and for my listeners' information, I will be pursuing this, and perhaps I will have a page on Atomic Me. And when I do, Jeremy, I'd love to have you come back and visit with us again.
January, I would love to. This has been wonderful, and I appreciate you having me on very much.
Oh, thank you, and we will keep in touch. To my listeners, I hope you've enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch this interview and all of our amazing guests with constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. The rest of my guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing, just like Jeremy. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful to earn money when you're sitting at your computer? If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. You know, we really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests like Jeremy today and every day. Remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate quote of the day from Linda Soligato. You know, a little chocolate is like a love affair, an occasional sweet release that lightens the spirit. A lot of chocolate is like marriage. It seems so good at first, but before you know it, you've got chunky hips. So for now, everyone, I want you to stop whining and start smiling. And I want you to start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Jeremy Jason, the creator of AtomicMe.com, and we all need to go check that site out. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey, and reminding you to take care and to stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.